Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, Grace Baker, turn your microphone on here for just a moment. You know, one of the things I love about this radio program, we only do things first class here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Yes.
You know, a lot of radio shows, and I'm not going to name names, but they're green rooms where the guests are. You know, they have no snacks, and if they do, they're like healthy. They're like bananas and apples.
They're not the good stuff.
No. I remember at Halloween, I gave orders because, you know, the health department in Memphis, where we host our show, they were going to cancel Halloween, and I told the staff of our radio station, we're not going to do that. We're going to host Halloween for the community. And what did we do? What orders did I give the staff of the program?
Get a truckload of candy.
Not just the generic stuff.
Sized name brand candy.
Oh, we're talking about like not we're talking Snickers.
Size.
We're talking full like foot long Snickers bars.
Fun sized is such a tease. It's not fun sized.
So anyway, so we do things first class. So I went downstairs and I rated our guest, and I didn't realize we have some good stuff down there.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of they had the Snickers, but I'm eating the M&M's peanut mix. It's very tasty.
Mm.
And they did not pay me to say that. I'll tell you that much. So anyway, well done. But I noticed it's politically correct. I'm eating chocolate and white chocolate candies.
Oh, geez, Todd. Everything's political, isn't it?
Well, you know, you can't be too sure about that. You know, you always want to make sure you're politically correct.
Got to cover your bases.
Exactly. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody. Great to have you with us today. And we've got a lot going on. It's just not like a major breaking news day, just a lot of stuff going on. And we're doing our best to work our way through the pile of stories we've got. One that really caught my attention, though, is some legislation that a guy by the name of Glenn Grothman is pushing up on Capitol Hill. Congressman Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin, he's a Republican, and he wants to cut off non-citizens from government assistance programs. Honest to goodness, folks, this is legislation that just, it's common sense. Well, the congressman was kind enough to join us, and he is on the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Glad to be on the show. A lot going on in Washington today, dealing with this horrible coronavirus bill, but we also, what's going on with immigration is always timely. And of course, we've just started an administration here that is really doing all he can to encourage open borders. We all know a problem we have here is that too many people are coming here, wind up on public assistance. And we can see from past history that rarely, even an administration like Donald Trump does not have the stomach to deport people. So when we get people here who are on public assistance, they probably are going to stay here and be forever an anchor on American society. So we have a bill here saying that you must be an American citizen to get public assistance, food stamps, low-income housing, Medicaid.
Now, Congressman, I'm curious to know the response your legislation has gotten from two distinct groups. First, your fellow lawmakers up on Capitol Hill.
Well, Republicans look forward to it. I don't think we're quite there to get half if we get the majority. But in general, I think the Republicans realize that we have a big immigration problem, and the future of America depends on the quality of the immigrant we're getting today. And if the immigrant we're getting today is going on public assistance, that's a bad sign for the future of America, particularly because we have so many good immigrants who could come here and would not be an anchor on American society.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. We get a lot of calls on this issue. Our listeners are very passionate about having a secure and sovereign nation. Most of the complaints we get are coming from Hispanic Americans or migrants who came here legally and see this as a great threat to their livelihood in America.
Oh, absolutely. The people who are most opposed to this idea of everybody coming across the border, including people taking advantage of our welfare programs, are the people who came here legally. And they should be mad at the policies which we've had over a period of years and which are increasing so much under President Biden. To me, the biggest disaster that happened on November 3rd was the fact that we're going back to an open borders policy. Everybody come here, which is a problem in its own right, but it's especially a problem when we come get people here coming legally or illegally, but who are not yet citizens and are getting public benefits. That will be an anchor on America.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Congressman Glenn Grothman, who has introduced a very important piece of legislation. Congressman, I'm curious about that second group, your constituents back home in Wisconsin. What's been their reaction to this?
Oh, they like the bill overwhelmingly. They view it's absolutely common sense. Actually, it's surprising that for so long we've been giving public benefits to people who are not citizens. And, you know, historically, there have always been people coming to America who can't make it and turn around. And so that's what happened historically. Now, because of the generous welfare culture in the United States, why wouldn't you come here? You might as well put a sign in all the other countries around the world. You don't have medical care. You want more food. You want more housing. Come to America, and you can get it for free, which is kind of as a practical matter to a degree of what's going on now.
You know, Congressman, back when I was a reporter at Fox, and this was, we had a couple of summers where they were just sending children across the border. And granted, we do take care of children, and we have a responsibility to take care of those kids. One of my sources took me to one of the camps, and they said, all right, here you have all the illegal alien children, and they are getting three squares a day. They've got a warm place to sleep, new clothes, state-of-the-art health care. And then he drove me just a mile away, Congressman, and he said, and here are American children living in squalor, going to bed hungry. They don't have access to health care. And that's just not right. I mean, we've got to take care of American citizens first.
Well, you know, when it comes to health care, it's not the poor Americans who aren't getting health care because they are eligible for Medicaid. You know, they don't have a deductible. It's the middle class that's being treated worse than the immigrants.
Sure.
The middle class in our country, again and again, either they work at a place, which is fine. We've got to have somebody keep track of the cost of medical care. They have a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible. Or they're an older American, 58, 59. Maybe they're paying $15,000 or $20,000 a year for a $10,000 or $20,000 deductible policy. So they're worried about, can I afford to the doctor? Can I go afford to the doctor? That's not something that concerns people coming across the border. They don't have a $10,000 or $20,000 deductible. They're the government's paying $1.
Oh, it's a fair point you bring up. So, well, look, we appreciate you finding this good fight and standing up for the American taxpayers and doing the right thing. Congressman, thank you.
Well, glad to be on the show.
All right, Congressman Glenn Grothman from the great state of Wisconsin, and he's preaching the truth. By the way, you got to love the name of the town that he's from in Wisconsin, Glenn Beulah. Now, that kind of sounds like a good Southern name right there, Glenn Beulah, Wisconsin. And the congressman, Republican, rock solid through and through. You know, he did say something about the Trump administration, and it's true. We did not kick out as many illegals as we could have during the Trump years, and we got to do that. Again, folks, this is nothing about being heartless. This is about taking care of Americans first. If every child in the United States of America has a full belly, has access to education, and is not living in a homeless shelter, that's great, and we're more than happy to help you out. But that is not the case. And I'll be darned if I'm going to sit by quietly and watch as people from other countries come here to the United States and they get access to jobs, food stamps, you name it, while American citizens go without. That's not right. It is not right. All right, before we go to break, I want to go to the phones. Miss Carlotta from Rhode Island's been holding on for a while. Miss Carlotta, hope you're doing good there.
Yes, I am. And you too, I hope.
I'm doing well.
Good, dear. I just want to say that for practical matters, if Trump were to be elected in 2024, it would take him his whole term just to undo the damage that this guy is doing. And then he wouldn't be eligible for a second term. So practically, I don't see how he could ever be president again.
So what would you recommend? Who do you see out there on the horizon, Miss Carlotta, that would pique your interest?
I guess, believe it or not, still Senator Cruz and the governor of Florida, DeSantis. Those are the only two, without giving it that much thought, but they immediately come to mind.
You know what? Between the two, I like DeSantis only because he has more of that Trump blood flowing through his veins. You know, he does what he knows is right, and he stands up to the media and doesn't back down. And I like that in a politician.
And also, he has been the administrator of something. We see experience. We do see positive administrative experience.
That's a fair point as well. Miss Carlotta, thank you for calling, and thank you always for listening. We love having you on the program. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here and pay some bills. 844-747-8868. Who do you see out there on the horizon? Is it Donald Trump? Is he the presumptive nominee, as the reports are alleging, or is there somebody else out there? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. You know, you've heard a lot these days about our good friend David Horowitz, an incredible author. His last book was a runaway bestseller called Dark Agenda. And this book illustrates the war on Christianity in such a powerful way. And David reveals that there are powerful forces who want to remove God from our schools, our military, and even our public life. Now, all this week, our good friend over at Newsmax TV, Sean Spicer, is taking a look at the real facts about the dangers facing Christians and Jews here in the United States. So I really want to encourage you folks, watch Spicer and Company, 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, to find out the real truth. You know, you don't need me to tell you this, but millions of people are tuning in to Sean Spicer on Newsmax TV every single day, making it America's fastest-growing cable news channel. And if your cable system does not carry Newsmax, give them a call and tell them to get on board the Newsmax train. By the way, you can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or your smart TV. You can do it right now. Start watching. Again, Dark Agenda all this week on Newsmax TV, Spicer & Company. Got to tell you, folks, I watch Newsmax all the time. It is news you can trust. All right. There is a bizarre story involving Cam Newton. A friend of mine sent this to me over the weekend. I am a huge football fan, college more so than NFL. So anyway, Cam Newton, who's just a good and decent guy, an incredible football player, most valuable player, MVP back in 2015. He's been doing a lot of work with high school football players. I mean, this guy could have taken his millions of dollars. He could have gone off, retired, head down to Florida, hang out at Mar-a-Lago, play golf with President Trump, and be done with it. But that's not what this guy does. Cam Newton decided, you know what, I'm going to invest in the community. And I got to tell you something. I respect a man who does something like that. So anyway, over the weekend, he was at a high school football camp, and some player starts trash talking Cam Newton at his own football camp. So this is, again, a high school football, but we're talking about a teenager, a little kid, and this kid is actually trash-talking Cam Newton to his face. We have the audio of the exchange. Let's take a listen.
You asked. You're a free agent. You're a free agent. You're a free agent. You're about to be pulled.
I'm rich.
You're about to be pulled.
I'm rich.
You're about to be pulled.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
Well, so that was Cam Newton asking the kid, where's your dad at? Where's your father? Where's your pop at? Let me talk to him. I got to tell you, my hat is off to Cam Newton because our family, we're old school. And you talk to a grown-up like that, you're lucky that you're not on the ground. This is incredibly disrespectful. But this is how a lot of kids in this country are being raised right now. I know, Grace, I'm going to get hate mail, but the reality is, at least in the Deep South, a child talks to a grown-up like that, not only are they getting it at football practice, they're going to get it twice as bad when they get home.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm just telling you.
You're not wrong, Todd.
My great-uncle, Chico Bolin, head coach of the Travelers Rest High School Devil Dogs in South Carolina, back in the 50s and 60s, he didn't put up with that nonsense.
Oh, I bet he didn't.
And my dad used to tell me stories about my great uncle, Coach Chico, and he'd grab the players by the face mask and jerk a knot in them, as they say.
That's one way of doing it.
Well, that's how you used to be able to do it.
Now you can't.
Oh, hands off! Yeah.
Oh, if a football coach did that, you know he'd be canceled.
There, you know what? I will say this. There's no way Bear Bryant would have ever been a football coach in modern-day college football. None whatsoever.
Bunch of wimps now.
Wusses. But it's one thing to be a wuss. It's another thing to be a disrespectful punk.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what this kid, I mean.
How ungrateful and disrespectful. Pitiful.
I would be a, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Like, give me patience, Jesus. I'd be having trouble holding back.
And so Cam Newton, he's the reason why he wanted to talk to the guy's father is just like, hey, you need to do something about your kid here. But also to explain to the kid, hey, this is what's going on. This is, we're trying to do something nice for you. We're trying to help you. So shut up. And let the father jerk a knot into the kid.
Yeah. I mean, completely ungrateful.
Which is the parental response. Yes. There's a lack of discipline. Telling you, flat out, it's a lack of discipline. This is why God gave us belts and hickory switches.
Not just to wear? Not the hickory switches. I meant the belts.
No. The most dreaded words in the Stearns family household growing up, son, go get the belt.
Whoa.
You knew it was over at that point. You knew it was over.
Face went white.
So the kids apologized, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yes.
After it went viral and everybody was mad at them,
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was pretty horrible. I mean, this kid, and we're not naming the kid. But the fact that, it's all public, you can find the kid's name, but there's no need to do that. But let's just say, based on the reading of the apology, I think the kid learned his lesson.
Hey, that's a good thing.
You know what I would have done? I would have said, okay, Biggin, come on out into the field. Let's see how good of a football player you are.
Ooh.
That's what I would have done. All right. Hey, look, Cam Newton, that's good on you, sir. You taught that kid a lesson. Probably the best lesson that kid will ever learn in life. We'll be right back. I'm just saying, it's not child abuse. Sometimes there's a time and a place for corporal punishment. And if you've got a kid and you're trying to raise them up and the way they should go and they don't want to go, you got to break out the cast iron skillet. That's all I'm trying to say. It is what it is. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, the video of that Cam Newton encounter is on our live show blog. Got to check that out. And also check out our podcast and newsletter, which is going out momentarily. One of the stories in our newsletter, and we've got it up on our website, it's a fascinating story involving a guy by the name of Dion Cheney, who is was up in New York City, and he was skating in the at the ice skating rink there at Central Park. I've been there many times, and it's a beautiful area, quite frankly, thanks to Donald Trump. So the backstory before we bring Dion on, so the Trump Organization, back in the day, this is back in the 80s, I believe, the Wallman Rink had been in great disrepair. And the city leaders had tried to renovate it, tried to restore it, and it just got just bogged down in bureaucracy. And finally, Trump said, you know what? If you'll let me, I'll do this at cost. We'll go in. Any of the money that's raised, it goes to charity. But let me fix this. Trump not only came in under budget, but he got it done in well in advance of the amount of time it was supposed to be done in. And so now, to thank the president for his great work in restoring that part of Central Park, Bill de Blasio says, you are no longer going to be allowed to operate our ice skating rinks. And so they were supposed to shut down yesterday. An agreement got worked out to extend it. And that brings us to our guest on the Liberty University Newsmaker line, Dion Cheney. Dion, good to have you back with us, sir.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Well, why don't you take our listeners through what happened to you at the ice skating rink?
Sure. For me, it was just an average day. You know, I'm an avid Trump supporter here in New York City. So, you know, obviously with the de Blasio story and shutting down the rink for political reasons, I decided to have, you know, go over and give my support for Donald Trump. So I brought the Trump 2024 flag. It's a new one that I just created to the Wallman Rink, you know, because like you say, it was the last day of the Trump Organization managing the rink, which they've done for the last 35 years. And I just wanted to celebrate another Trump accomplishment while also maybe starting a campaign push for 2024 and have a little bit of fun.
Now, before we go any further, let me ask you, how old are you?
52 years old.
All right, so we're about the same age. I got to tell you, I saw the video, and you've got some skills out there on the ice, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I played hockey for 25 years.
Oh, well.
I've been off. I'm a little bit rusty, though, so, you know, they got me down at one point, but it was actually two or three times they actually attempted to get me down before they got me down.
Yeah, so let's paint the video here, so the scene. So you've got this massive Trump 2024 sign. You're skating around. It's very graceful, elegant. I mean, it's like Olympic quality stuff here. Massive crowd of people. And then what happened?
Well, you know, I got the first time I got pushed, it was over at the far end, so it's hard to see in the video. And I was like, just let me keep skating. I'm just going to do a lap or two, and I'm going to get off. You know, I just wanted to get out a little bit of support. And, then, you know, it was the cursing and the shoving, and then all of a sudden it just felt like, you know, I was in Rome, you know, in the Colosseum, about to be fed, you know, to the lions, you know, with the people screaming. So I kept going, and then about almost when I was just about to get off the ice, some guy comes up next and falls over. You know, he tries to push me and he falls over, and then I started coming off the ice, and then I was just sort of tackled. You know, I was pushed and shoved to the ice, you know, after about 2 minutes. It was one of the skate guards, but it was really the crowd that instigated him to do it, because for one, the guy who fell, he thought I was the one who knocked him over, and I didn't. Obviously, you can see in the video. So like I said, it just sort of snowballed from there, put me in a chokehold. While the chokehold wasn't so bad, you know, I'm a hockey player, so, you know, tackle me to the ground, that sounds fun to me, but, you know, they did injure me. But the worst part about the whole thing, Todd, was the fact that the entire crowd was cheering. Some people would say, kill him, you know, hurt him. And so that's what upset me more than anything. I was like, I thought this was supposed to be a unity time now, you know, even though I know it's a Trump 2024 flag. But it was just really more upsetting about that than anything, because, like I said, I thought we were, you know, going in the other direction.
Yeah, I was listening to the audio there, and you could hear, you're right. I mean, people were cheering and booing you, cheering that you had been taken down. Someone actually shouted, take him down, take him down. Were the police called? Anybody arrested?
Yeah. Well, no, nobody was arrested on the spot. That's still an ongoing investigation in New York City. But yeah, like you said, you know, I figured when I was taken down on the ground, I actually thought people were cheering for me. But, you know, because they paid $19 to skate on Trump's rink, so I thought it would be all Trump fans. And then in my mind just started to say, oh my gosh, they're actually, they're saying kill me, you know, hurt me, hurt me, hurt me. And then it was just strange that people would pay money to be on Trump's, you know, Trump's, one of Trump's properties and still, you know, be against him. So that's why I thought I would actually have a positive response at the woman rink, but I was wrong.
You know, I'm curious, what's been the attitude there in New York and New York City in particular with the behavior of not just Cuomo, but also Bill de Blasio over the past, you know, year or so?
Yeah, sure. It's a continuation of a political witch hunt. It went on for 4.5 years, and now it's just going to, I guess it's going to go on again for another 4 years. You know, I actually have to pay and work for my support for Trump, but the left, it, you know, and the liberals, obviously, you know, just it's the old saying, Trump lives rent free in their heads, and de Blasio has more Trump in his head than anybody. You know, because it's a double standard up here. You know, why de Blasio severed the contract makes no sense whatsoever, because Trump was found innocent of incitement of insurrection. So what's the punishment for? You know, so he's sort of like the instigator to the instigators, you know, de Blasio and Cuomo. You know, they're leading the charge just to attack the people by doing things like closing a Trump rink. And you know, there are people outside protesting that they were closing the rink, of course, because the children are still going to use it. But the attitude up here is that it's worse. You know, we thought it was going to get better, and now it's worse. And it's, again, thanks for the politicians.
No, well, look, I mean, glad you're okay. Is this going to detract you? Are you going to have second thoughts about going out there again with your Trump materials?
No, absolutely not. In fact, the first time I actually talked to you almost 3 years ago was when I dropped a big Trump flag at Yankee Stadium, and I started a grassroots movement called Operation Flag Drop after that. And, you know, so after I did that, Trump called me. Well, the organization called me, Trump and Junior, said, please keep going. Thank you very much. We like what you're doing. And so I did more flag drops and more videos to just encourage people. You don't have to be afraid of these people. Even if you have to take a risk, don't be afraid. So, you know, that sort of took off and other spawned off Trump movements, car rallies, voters for Trump, you know, things like that. But the thing that I always tell everybody, will it detract me? No, it's going to make me more enabled. More, you know, just because this is supposed to be the country where you have the right to, speak your mind freely without interference. So, you know, one step forward, two back, but one back, two forward. They push me back once, I'm going to go twice as hard.
Good for you, Dion. Well, look, we wish you the best of luck. Let us know what happens moving forward. We've got the story. And also links to the videos that that Dion provided us there on our website. Dion, God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ty. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Dion Cheney, who is an avid Trump supporter and was attacked on the ice there in Central Park in New York City. Just a terrible story. But the guy held his own. I'm impressed. I didn't realize he was a hockey skater. It was definitely not a figure skater. But because he was, you know, he was holding his own, and it looked like a mob had attacked the guy, but the flag still flew. It's pretty spectacular video. And again, we've got it on our website. Oh, by the way, today is National Margarita Day. Did you know that, Grace Baker?
Now I do.
Mm-hmm. There's always a day for something.
Oh, yes.
And,
always.
You know, Aunt Lynn, I probably shouldn't tell this story. My dear, sweet Aunt Lynn, who plays the piano at the Methodist Church.
Oh.
She, for years, I would call her up and ask what she was up to. It was like on Thursday or Friday, I'd call her up and say, hey, Aunt Lynn, what are you up to? She goes, I'm just hanging with my friends, Margaret and Rita. And I didn't know until years later that she did not have a friend named Margaret or Rita.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah, I was slow on the draw there,
jeez,
as they say.
She had you fooled.
Mm-hmm. She
thought
did.
You had the margarita.
Well, explain. She was always in a good mood when I called.
Ah, there it is.
Now we know why. So, all right. Hey, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Meghan McCain now calling for Dr. Fauci to be fired. Well, wow, didn't see that one coming. She says that Joe Biden needs to get someone who actually does understand science. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, some disappointing news from the Supreme Court on two cases. First of all, the Supreme Court declaring the Pennsylvania voter fraud case is moot, and only Clarence Thomas sided with the Trump administration there. An extremely disappointing ruling. And now we're getting word that the Supreme Court has rejected President Trump's attempt to shield his financial records, specifically his tax returns. You've got the district attorney in New York City, Cyrus Vance, a Democrat, who has subpoenaed the president's attorney, or accountants, rather. And that means that the president's tax records are going to have to be turned over to the district attorney's office. And this is pretty despicable stuff. Very clear to me that we may have some problems with some of the justices that were put on the Supreme Court during the president's time in office. And you may say, well, Starnes, why would the president put closet liberals on the bench? Well, it's not necessarily the president. You have to understand that we talked about those who surrounded the president, his counselors. And some of those counselors are deep state, never Trumpers. And case in point, we do know that some of the recommendations that President Trump acted on for the Supreme Court came directly from the vice president's office. And not good, not looking good right now. So we'll keep you posted on that. And the president is rightfully angry. And we'll see. He's put out a statement, and we'll see if he says anything further on that. Let's get to the phones, 844-747-8868. Rick in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I called you about a month ago and told you that I thought the Republican Party should be disbanded and start over completely. Well, after listening to the guy on the skating rink, ask her just now hearing about the Supreme Court, I rest my case, because the Republicans, as we know them now, they don't mind losing and go along to get along. And those Supreme Court justices that Trump appointed, they've been threatened by the Democrats, and they'll continue to be threatened by Democrats, and those guys are scared to death.
Rick, now, there had been some – yeah, hold on just a second. Let me respond to that. There has been some inkling that they've got something on the Chief Justice, that John Roberts has become a de facto – I mean, he's almost as liberal as Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, and that just does not happen. I mean, that's – I know that there are – over time, sometimes the justices will swing to the left. But this guy, it's a radical departure from who he was when he became Chief Justice. And there is some indication, and there are a lot of rumors out there, that they've got the goods on this guy, which is why John Roberts has been siding against President Trump.
Okay, who appointed John Roberts? George W. Bush.
George W. Bush.
Who is a Democrat and a half.
And just remember, and Rick, just remember, it was George W. Bush who wanted to put left-winger Harriet Myers on the Supreme Court. And there was such an uproar among Republicans, they pulled the nomination. They yanked the nomination.
Yeah. That's because George W. Bush was a closet Democrat. Now, who do we want for president to run in 2024? Not Donald J. Trump. We want Donald J. Trump Jr. because, number one, he was trained by a man who hates to lose. He was trained by a man who loves America. And he trained his son and probably all of his children to love America as much as he does. And as far as you and Mike Huckabee were talking, and I really respect Mike Huckabee, he was a great governor. I think his daughter's going to be a great governor. But he doesn't have big enough brass, you know what, to lead the country and fight for the country he loves. And as far as the Republicans,
now I'm gonna Rick, I disagree with you there. I think Huckabee does have the brass man parts necessary to fight. And I go back to that Republican primary back in 07. And I was out there on the campaign trail. I know exactly what they did to him. The entire Republican establishment ganged up on Huckabee and deep-sixed his run. I mean, that's what happened. But yeah, I think he's got the. I think he would have the courage and the fortitude to stand tall. I do.
And I agree with you. However, he doesn't mind losing. And that's the problem we've had for the last 40 years, that Republicans think that the ballot box is going to change everything. It will not. It's going to keep electing the same people over and over, and to go along. And until we change that with a different political philosophy, I don't care what you call it, America first, America whatever, I don't care. But it has to be a different philosophy than what we have as a Republican Party, because Republicans for the last 40 years have not minded losing. And that's the problem. And Donald J. Trump Jr., I think, would be a great candidate.
Well, I got to tell you this. I don't doubt you, but I sure would like to see more of his record. And he doesn't have one. He's never run for office, much like his father. But I'd like to know what his positions are on the issues and get Don Jr. on the record. So, Rick, appreciate the call. We got to leave it there. We're coming up on the top of the hour news here. We've got to talk about the Muppets, but we don't have enough time to talk about the Muppets. But I will give you a tease over what we're going to talk about tomorrow. These morons over at Disney have now placed a warning label. So if you're watching the Muppet Show, there you will see a graphic that says that the Muppet Show is offensive content that might have a harmful impact. This is where we've come. This is where we've come in America. We're going to talk more about this tomorrow, along with this massive stimulus spending bill. It's unbelievable, folks. We're going to do a deep dive into that. All right, that's going to wrap it up from all of us here at the show. ToddStarnes.com. If you missed a segment, go check out the podcast. Get yourself subscribed to the newsletter. Get out there. Have a great day, America.